This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command headquarters, Vijay Durg, in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till 17th September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening and spent the night at Raj Bhavan in Kolkata. Technological advancements, coordination among three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of present political situation of the world in the 3 days long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch several development projects worth 36,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in Paul Bound State, Bihar today. He will also inaugurate a newly developed airport terminal in the North Bihar town, fulfilling the region's long-standing demand for air connectivity. Another key highlight of the PM's visit is the inauguration of the National Makhana Board. The establishment of the board was announced in the Union Budget earlier this year. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, Makhana and Bihar have a very strong link. National Makhana Board will benefit several farmers associated with the sector. During the visit, Prime Minister will also address a public rally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in the energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam yesterday.
बांस से बायोएथेनॉल बनाने वाले आधुनिक प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया गया है ये असम के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहां पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे असम के विकास को गति देंगे किसानों नौजवानों सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे
The Prime Minister said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. During his two-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next generation reforms. Speaking at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association in Chennai, Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. She said that the tax system had led to one nation and one tax. India cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in the Asia Cup Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night, extending their unbeaten run and moving closer to a Super 4's berth. Pakistan, opting to bat first after winning the toss, crumbled to a meagre 126 all out in 19.3 overs. Chasing a modest target, India romped home with 25 balls to spare, powered by explosive opener Abhishek Sharma's blistering 31 off just 13 balls and skipper Surya Kumar Yadav's composed 47 not out. We have a report.
In his post-match remarks, Captain Surya Kumar Yadav dedicated the victory to India's armed forces, referencing the Pahalgam terror attack. He said the team stood with the victims' families and expressed solidarity with the military personnel engaged in the operations. Let's hear from the Indian captain.
We actually stand with all the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and we stand with their families, also express our solidarity. Also, we dedicate this win to our brave armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor.
The win followed India's dominant performance against the UAE, where they bowled out the host for just 57 runs. With the spot in the Super 4s nearly secure, India aimed to maintain their momentum and fine-tune their combinations ahead of the knockout stages. The next match is against Hong Kong on September 16th at the Dubai International Stadium. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.